My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely and talented star and co-founder of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can find them every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. You can learn more about their work online at capitalsteps.com. Their latest CD is Fiscal Shades of Gray. Elena, how are you?
I'm fine. I was a little worried about the shortage of turkeys. Did you hear about this?
I did. There's not as many big turkeys, right?
Yeah, well, they should come to Washington, D.C. That was my first thought. We got plenty here, folks. Just come here.
Well, the other big story in Washington this week, in addition to the whole Obamacare situation, as well as a congressman who was busted for buying cocaine, but the other issue, of course, was the nuclear option in the Senate. And it's interesting to watch different folks from different eras try, in a lot of cases, the very same people, argue the exact opposite sides of this thing. Because, of course, 8 years ago, Republicans controlled the Senate. They were frustrated that the Democrats were filibustering judicial nominees. So they threatened to invoke the nuclear option, which means no more filibustering on those nominations. Ultimately, it didn't happen. Now Democrats are frustrated that Republicans in the minority are doing the same thing. And so yesterday they actually succeeded in invoking the nuclear option, ending the filibuster. But here is a senator from back in 2005 explaining what the problem with doing this sort of thing is.
Okay.
You cannot change the Senate rules by a pure majority vote.
The raw passion of Joe Biden back in 2005 there, right?
Really? But I've never heard Joe Biden with that much passion about anything. Well, it is funny to hear them. And, of course, the Democrats are afraid that if they don't do it now, then when the Republicans come in, they'll do it. And they're all trying to get ahead of each other. So, oh, my goodness. Could it get worse? I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure it can. We haven't figured out how yet, but it will. Don't worry.
Speaking of Joe Biden, birthday this week.
Yes.
71.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, I guess his main present was that nobody's joking about him as much as they're joking about the mayor of Toronto and the congressman from Florida. And so maybe it's a good birthday for Joe. I don't know.
I guess so. But if you're thinking about running for president, wouldn't you want a few people to notice that it was your birthday?
Right. You would. You wouldn't want to have cake alone. That's for sure.
Yeah. And you know, if he's 71 now, that means if he were to run and win, he would be 74 when he took office.
Wow.
Which means he'd be 78 at the end of the first term. And, of course, I'm guessing as Joe Biden ages, he'll get less and less crazy.
Do you think so? Well, now, how old was John McCain when he ran out? We made jokes about his age at the time.
He was 72.
Ah, so it's even more jokes that we could make. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Well, Capital Steps has something to possibly look forward to there.
Exactly. Well, we've also got something for our audience to look forward to right now, because in honor of the Vice President's birthday, we have your favorite Joe Biden parody.
Hello, I'm Vice President Joe Biden, and I've been asked not to speak in public, so here I am. Now, even though I'm not supposed to speak in public, they didn't say I couldn't sing in public, so whoopity-doo! I've got such a fun song for you. It's sort of a self-defecating song. I think you'll like it. To help me perform it, I've got two very exciting personalities. First, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. Nancy's from our Stepford collection. And also our Master of Race Relations, Harry Reid. And they're gonna help me break it down for you now. Each Democrat has their place in the party.
I've got charisma.
I know how to blink.
But no one likes a guy who's just a smarty. That's why I try hard not to overthink.
Because Joe could say something way off kilter,
his invitations might get lost some days.
Perhaps they all got caught in my spam filter, but luckily I show up anyways.
You can't try. You think by now we'd realize
to hide this Biden guy.
Barack Obama said he liked gay marriage.
For many years, that was a fact he hid.
So I put that old horse before the carriage, and I told folks that I knew before he did.
You can't hide what people see. Joe will out you on TV. Our election now will be
decided by the people who watch Glee.
I have a special piece of Capital Steps trivia for you. Now, that's one of my favorite songs to use for parodies, that Eagle song.
Okay.
And back when Southwest Airlines was trying to charge more for people that were bigger, make them buy two seats.
I vaguely remember this, yes.
We did You Can't Fly with Giant Thighs. And so I've loved that song. It's been good to us, and it's fun to sing. So there you have some trivia.
See, you only get that here with the Capital Steps in this segment. Elena?
That's right.
Have great programs this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, talk to you then.
Very good. Elena Newport, star of the Capital Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building. Learn more about their work online at capitalsteps.com. Latest CD, Fiscal Shades of Gray. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.